The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Thursday, last day of July, 31 July 2017. And, you know, I'm hearing reports. It's about a $100 billion loss here for all this chaos that was caused by this hurricane turned tropical depression, turned almost hurricane again, and back into who it's moving off to the northeast. So you folks in Houston, man, city of what is that, Ken? 6.5 million? I think a million and a half are illegals. Do they get to get deported now with a bag lunch? You get a pass? Oh, great. One of the perfect times we got them all rounded up in one place and we can just, you know, wish them fairly well, give them a lunch and pat on the back and say, okay, nice try. You'll be looking at the wall the next time. I'm sorry? Yeah, after they help rebuild. And through, now, it doesn't stop there. Insurance payments and all that stuff that's going out, the cost for rebuilding. You know, they're saying now that it could be upwards to maybe $1 trillion. Suffice to say, this is the worst disaster that's ever hit Texas. And we've had a few. We've been pretty lucky, though. Since I've been in Texas, I think there's been a couple of hurricanes that made a dead run for Texas coming up through the Gulf, hits the shore, and just explodes. It just dissipates. But this one, no. But we, here in Central Texas, I mean, we only got about 10 inches of rain here, folks. We would be hit maybe a couple of times by these hurricane bands that they talk about. And that was it. The only thing we got out of here in Round Rock, Texas, was a hell of a lot of green. I mean, it looks like spring down here right now, and the temperature's to boot. So, one man's floor, as they say, is always another man's ceiling. We feel for those people in Houston, East Texas, Louisiana, and those yet to be flooded because this little monster is moving northeast. So who knows what carnage it's yet to create for people, but at least you guys in Houston, you can look up and see sunny skies and what's left after the floodwaters recede. You know, it's a good thing, though. In this respect, it sure as hell has knocked off the Antifa, the we hate Donald Trump, the racist people, and everything else that's come up. I mean, we needed a break. And we've gotten almost a 2-week break out of this hurricane. So I don't know. Maybe this was divine intervention. You know, I mean, white people helping black people and black people helping white people in need. Woo, geez. I didn't see anybody down there going, ah, let him drown. No, none of that. It's when disaster strikes, politics goes out the window, and it's like, okay, now we're all human beings in need. Amazing how that happens, isn't it? We got a Senate bill. It's a new Senate bill that's targeting WikiLeaks. Now, if you remember the noises we heard coming out of the Congress critters, you know, traitors all and irresponsible and responsible to none except themselves, of course, by way of doesn't matter how many terms you served, whatever you made, and, you know, that's your retirement. You get a retirement check for life. How the hell did that happen? And now we got our own health care and we got our own benefits, and the hell with you people. You know, if they were trying to subsist on a minimum wage job, didn't have health care, didn't have perks, even had to pay for their own stamps for their mailers, do you think their attitude might be a little bit different? Or would it serve as a vanguard against those seeking power? That you're not going to get paid much, there's not going to be any retirement here. You're going to get ground up into a little grease ball. And there you have it. Now raise your right hand. And I will politically say this, and I don't get into politics too often except to demonstrate this incessant left-right pitted one against the other. They made a serious error here. And I mentioned this on the program yesterday. Now you wait to see if I'm correct. I've got a hunch here, and I'm almost 90% certain that it's going to play out this way. Now, if you remember the Democrats, you know, when did they take over the Congress? I don't know, 2006, something like that. I don't know. And then they had Obama for the second term, starting in 2012. So they controlled things. Obama got in there in 08, had fabulous 4 years of hope and change. And then we got it again in 2012. More hope and change. In the meantime, we're in the middle of a damn depression, caused once again by our friendly middlemen. We call them the bankster gangsters. And we were off and running into a very depressive depression, which they dared not call it, by the way. And the funny thing about it was that all the standards that were set in the 1928 crash and the almost 11 years of depression that we had during the Great Depression, we far exceeded those numbers. Far exceeded them, but they dared not call it a depression. It might panic people. Now, we'll just keep you ill-informed, and we'll just grind you into dust, and, you know, we're not going to say one thing or another. Thank you, Congress of the United States. Thank you for not correcting the Federal Reserve mistake. Since 1913. But see, that's the cash payola. See, they can't become the great benefactors in Washington, D.C. without getting on that credit train and then passing their promises and the debt off into future generations. Oh, and by the way, did you hear? They're going to raise the debt ceiling. Excuse me? You're going to raise the what? Trillions and trillions and trillions ain't enough for you? Could somebody please take the blank checks away from the Congress critters? They're acting as if they can keep borrowing into oblivion. And keep in mind, folks, the middlemen, the juice is still running on all this debt. And we're going to be lucky if we can even pay the interest on the outstanding debt. I was about ready to say something and probably gotten a visit from the Secret Service. So we'll bypass that. Yeah. That if there was a terrorist strike, a legitimate one from a foreign country, that it happens in Washington, D.C. I don't want to say that because if I do, the Secret Service will probably show up going, "What do you know?" What do I know? I don't know squat. I'm just a hater. I'm a misogynist. I didn't vote for Trump because I didn't register to vote. Excuse me, I am not a United States citizen. I'm down here in Texas, y'all, and y'all can go fly a kite. Best move I think I ever made in my life, coming to Texas, folks. I kid you not. Yeah, it's a little warm down here, but Texas is its own place. As many people discovered with the droves of people that came down to cover the hurricane and the aftermath. They got an eyeball. They found out what Texas is really all about. You know, when I first came down here, Ken, years ago, and you worked for me when I had Republic or CSIN, Christian Soldiers Informing Neighbors. How many years ago was that?
18
years ago? And when I first came down here, what?
I have a Polaroid of us.
You got a...
With Alex.
With Alex? You got a Polaroid? Oh, God. Frame that one. You... Oh, geez, how times have changed.
What a shortwave show.
Yeah, you mean the one that I did with him and he quit doing it, found an excuse not to do it when I asked him to pay half? Oh, yeah, that one? At any rate, when I first got down here, folks, literally, where the hell did I end up at? I think I was in Fredericksburg. And here I am, fresh from north of the Mason-Dixon line. And I'm driving down a two-lane road and I'm doing 70, 75 miles an hour, and the people coming toward me were waving at me. Now, you got to understand something. That up north, people would much rather run you over than to even acknowledge that you're there. It's like walking the streets of New York City and walking instead of being in a car. You're like a light pole or a mailbox or some obstruction that they don't even acknowledge. They just move around. But here I am driving on a two-lane road in Texas here, and I'm driving down a road and people are waving at me. I'm going, what the hell? Do people think they know me? That was my first thought. Yeah. So, yeah, it is different down here in Texas. Now, it has changed somewhat since I've gotten here because all the people that fouled their pools so badly they couldn't stand the smell, let alone swim in it in California, are moving here. The economy is better in this state than in many states combined. So everybody's coming to Texas, man. And I'm telling you, if there's got to be a last stand that's made, I think it's going to be right here in Texas. So you warriors out there, you need a job, come on down and bring your guns and your ammo. It might be party time one of these days. We don't know. Now, they keep this up. New Senate bill targets WikiLeaks, Russia, independent press, and First Amendment. Well, Washington, D.C., with a Russian meddling narrative serving as a pretext, the U.S. Senate embracing the Pompeo Doctrine. Well, this almost sounds Orwellian, doesn't it? Is moving to stifle and criminalize WikiLeaks, and by extension, any such dangerous transparency providing entities that threaten to cast doubt upon Washington's official story. Now, folks, that right there should tell you how panicked they really are. I remember, gosh, this had to have been 10, 15, and probably 15 years ago. I can remember Henry Waxman popping up out of the woodwork saying, you know, we got to ban those 50 caliber rifles. Somebody asked him why. He says, well, it's a straight shot down Pennsylvania Avenue. Whoops. Henry, I think, had the idea that there might be some pissed off people in this country. So he wanted to ban 50 cal rifles because they could shoot so far. Straight down Pennsylvania Avenue. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, God. The Senate Intelligence Committee is pushing Congress to label WikiLeaks a non-state hostile intelligence service. Having adopted that very position in the Intelligence Authorization Act, or the IAA, they love their acronyms, don't they? It approved last month. The terminology used in the bill originates from a speech given in April by then-CIA Director Mike Pompeo, who called the pro-transparency media organization a non-state hostile intelligence service often abetted by hostile nations. Now, read that is WikiLeaks is putting stuff out that they would prefer that nobody knew about. Just read it that way. Now, WikiLeaks editor-in-chief Julian Assange has slammed the Senate bill as an attempt to legislate what he terms the Pompeo Doctrine. WikiLeaks has been under U.S. investigation since 2010, but the U.S. has failed to formally charge anyone in the organization for its role in leaking State and Defense Department documents. However, WikiLeaks source, in this case, Chelsea Manning, was convicted in 2013, was only recently released from prison after receiving a pardon from President Barack Obama in January of last year. Wait a minute. Barack lets the foo-foo go that doesn't kind of gender confused, and Donald Trump lets Joe Pio off, and somehow it's, that's like murder? Really? I see. Okay. WikiLeaks came under scrutiny once again last year during the presidential election after publishing emails considered damaging to the Democrat National Committee and the Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. But don't worry. We've already learned that the FBI, the reason why they didn't proceed is they didn't feel that there was any public support for going after Hillary Clinton. Now, that tells me the FBI has either completely gone brain dead, or they're just as complicit in corruption in the swamp as anybody else in Washington, D.C. And what could you expect coming out of the foo-foo, J. Edgar, little... Jeez. He used to dress up in women's dresses for his lover. God. Had blackmail and the goods on everybody. Bobby Kennedy wanted his head on a platter, and it was vice versa. Now, this, sorry to go astray here, but the IAA's 12,000-word text, however, makes only brief mention of WikiLeaks in the last line of its 41 pages. The bill itself is mainly focused on Russia and strikes an aggressive tone regarding the so-called Russian interference in 2016 presidential election, as well as the Russian influence operations. If passed, for instance, the bill will call upon Dan Coats, the director of the National Intelligence, to develop strategies to counter these threats and will essentially prevent cooperation between Russia and the U.S. on issues such as cybersecurity and cyber threat. Former White House Intelligence Committee senior staffer told the Daily Beast that such measures will prevent the White House from blocking the intelligence community from telling the committee and the American public what the true Russia threat is. There is none. It's more smokescreen. Let's try to protect Hillary. Let's try to wear everybody out on this thing so nobody is calling for an investigation, indictment, and jailing of the... Was the lady, by the way, was she upset because I called her a lesbian or said she had piano legs? I actually got a complaint from a woman that says, you should stop doing that. Madam, this is very kind. Me calling her a piano leg lesbian is more than kind. The new Red Scare and its impact on the flow of information. Of course, there are strong reasons to believe that this Russian threat has been overblown by the American political class. Yeah, that didn't even need to be said. In particular, Russia's alleged interference in the 2016 election, and especially its supposed collusion with WikiLeaks and publishing the DNC emails. Can't ask the dead man. Can't ask Seth Rich. Indications are he's the one that released the stuff. Now, why would he be doing that if he was a Democrat? Maybe he couldn't stand the smell of this woman. And by the way, it has been said, and she's a public personality, and she's dirty as the day is long. Evidently, there had been many times that people around Hillary Clinton had to hold her nose because she literally stank. That does not surprise me. Maybe it was the goodness in her oozing out through every pore of her body. And what you smelled was the remnants of burning hell, sulfur probably included. We'll be back a little bit more on this and other topics of interest today, folks. Everybody hang on.
We're living in a world of life in which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
So, the committee passed this bill by a vote of 14-1, the lone dissenter being Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat out of Oregon. He's probably thinking to the next election cycle, which is what a lot of these politicians on both sides of the aisle are starting to consider. Yeah, the Trump election, that wasn't a fluke. That was a reflection of a lot of pissed off Americans, folks. A lot of them. And these rhinos? I think your political career is all but over. Now, if we can get the fair one, Lindsey Graham. Now, there's a guy that I think is sexually challenged. I don't think he knows what sex he really is. Now, does that sound petty coming from my mouth? Maybe. But if you're going to be a neocon that just wants to kill anything that moves, that's the least that I could say. You got to stop that. Otherwise, I will not be able to do my show. Unless you want to get in here and open up a mic, and it's going to be real hard for you to run the board on that side of the window. All right. So at any rate, Senator Wyden specifically identified the inclusion of the WikiLeaks provision in the bill as his sole reason for voting against it. In a press release, he stated the language in the bill suggesting that the U.S. government has some unstated course of action against the non-state hostile intelligence services is equally troubling. as it could have negative consequences, unforeseen or not, for our constitutional principles. Thank you, Mr. Wyden. He added that the introduction of vague, undefined new categories of enemies constitutes such an ill-considered reaction. In an interview with the Times, Washington Times, Assange stated that WikiLeaks, like so many serious media organizations, has confidential sources in the U.S. government. Media organizations develop and protect sources, so do intelligence agencies, by the way. But to use this to suggest, as the Pompeo Doctrine does, that the media organizations are non-state intelligence services is absurd. Now, Assange, continuing, stated that such an action is equivalent to suggesting that the CIA is a media organization. Publishers publish what they obtain, intelligence agencies do not. And at their best, media organizations publish boldly and accurately, do not have to hide what they discover from the public. In contrast, though, intelligence agencies conceal all the information and spread propaganda, fake news, with their handmaidens. We call it the media in this country, or the fake news people. Now, the most dangerous overreach of the Pompeo Doctrine and the IAA, most thought in this concern-provoking, however, were Assange's statements regarding the potential implications of Congress declaring a media organization to be a non-state hostile spy service. Assange argued that the importance of considering where other media outlets lay on this spectrum. It's clear that if the Pompeo Doctrine applies to WikiLeaks, then it applies equally, if not more, so to other serious outlets. We don't do it here, folks, for the fun. We do it because it's necessary. Indeed, central to the Pompeo Doctrine is the assertion that WikiLeaks, given its alleged equivalence to a non-state intelligence service, deserves no First Amendment protections. During a speech in April, Pompeo stated that we have to recognize that we can no longer allow Assange and his colleagues the latitude to use free speech values against us. Wow. Now, you don't even have to read between the lines on that one. He later stated during a subsequent Q&A that Julian Assange has no First Amendment privileges because he's not a U.S. citizen. Was anybody else in Congress assembled up there listening to that statement? The people that they want to give citizenry to that are here in this country illegally? Drug dealers, murderers, people who run people down drunk or just shoot them on docks with handguns? Those people? We had a crap load of them, Ken, in Houston. They weren't going anywhere. Well, we gave him a free pass. As I always say, folks, you know, they'll tell the rest of the country and everybody believes Texas. Remember the Alamo. No. Remember San Jacinto. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nutramedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Why is somebody trying to pick fly stuff out of my sugar bowl by saying I said it was July 31st? I said I thought it was the end of August, last day of August 2017. Well, just in case, it's August 31st, okay? God. Now, journalist Glenn Greenwald noted at the time, the notion that WikiLeaks has no free press rights because Assange is a foreigner is both wrong and dangerous. And Glenn Greenwald has shown people that he's got some cuentas. And he further went on to say, and could allow any further foreign journalist, rather, or media organization to be prosecuted by the U.S. for publishing leaked information. If Congress passes the Intelligence Authorization Act, it will essentially deprive WikiLeaks of the right of free expression and could allow the U.S. government to criminally charge employees of WikiLeaks beyond Assange for the role in espionage. As Attorney General Jeff Sessions stated in April, however, Assange's arrest is a top priority for the U.S. government, a fact that will likely remain unchanged regardless of the fate of the IAA. Careful, Mr. Sessions, and we won't put it on an arrest warrant for you. And, excuse me, Mr. Sessions, why haven't you gone criminally after Hillary Clinton yet? if there's anybody that needs unseated in Washington right now, I would say it would be Mr. Sessions. And the hell with this, Donald, pick up the phone, call Trey Gowdy, and say, the country needs you now. You're the new Attorney General. And, Ken, if the Vice President of the United States becomes ill, in other words, if he can't serve in the capacity of Vice President, does the President get to pick another one? No? I thought they did. Because if something happens to the President, well, no, he does. No, I do believe he does. And I would suggest to Mike Pence, I think it's time you go back to Indiana. And I have a free spot. Let me pick up the phone and call Ron Paul, because what is at the center of all of this monkey shining, folks, and debt and forever depression in this country is the issue of money, or the lack thereof of something called real money. So those are my two Christmas wishes right there. Dump the VP, get that neocon out of there, pick up Ron Paul. Walk into Jeff Sessions' office, shake his hand, thank you for all the good times, but you're fired. And Trey Gowdy in that chair tomorrow morning. Remember Joe Lieberman back in 2010? Then Senator Joe Lieberman and former Bush Attorney General Mike Mukasey made the first case that the New York Times should be prosecuted merely for publishing and reporting on leaked documents made available by WikiLeaks. Their legal argument on this one was based on the grounds that no meaningful distinction could be made between the Times and WikiLeaks. 7 years later, with the censorship of independent media like WikiLeaks already well underway, it may only be a matter of time before media outlets covering documents, state secrets, or any topic of which the U.S. government, particularly the CIA or Congress, does not approve, could find themselves on the chopping block for espionage. Julie, what did you tell me earlier about John Moore's site?
It is showing account suspended every time we try to go on it.
Okay, every time we try to go to John Moore's site, it's showing that account has been suspended. I wonder why that is. And anybody else?
Tim Spencer.
Tim Spencer's website as well. So both say the same thing?
Yes.
I think it's begun, folks. Thank you, Julie. I think it's been done. Now, are they going to tolerate us for much longer? Well, I don't know. It depends on how hard we push back. And you know really what's at the heart of this. Now, you saw Mr. Sessions and him arming up the local PDs and all the Johnny Six-Gun guys, that the wrong people that are in police uniforms and county sheriff uniforms and county sheriff uniforms themselves in particular. You know, this keeps going the way it is. Do you think maybe somebody is smelling a rat here? And I ain't talking about Antifa, or I'm not talking about demonstrations that turn violent. All the indications and all the verbiage I see coming out of Washington, D.C. seems to be geared at one thing. And that one thing, folks, is you. You and me. You know, the very people that want law and order, the very people that want the republic restored, the very people that want transparency and honesty, and this thing called the federal government back in the box. We're the problem now. This is why I've told you, folks. I mean, and I'm dead serious about this. You keep hearing this ad, this two-minute ad read by Mike Rivero to contribute to this network. There's only two ways this network is going to go off the air. One, we don't have the funds to keep it going, or two, the jackbooted thugs kick in the door and start shooting people. Anything short of that, we're going to be here every single day. And with only two networks out there left, folks, need I say more? Call us today at 800-724. No, you can't leave yet. I'm going to give out your extension. You're leaving 20 minutes early. Well, no. Don't give me the no-necker, shoulders up, palms out, that. I don't want to overload Ken here. Well, tell you what, let's make Julie stick around for the next 20 minutes. 800-724-2719, dial extension 1. Keep her here for the next 20 minutes and make it a good one, folks. If we're going to keep this lady away from the gas lines in Austin, Texas, this is the one surefire way to do it. And remember what I'm telling you. I'm not going to get overly excited. I'm not going to get dramatic. I'm just stating plain fact. Without your support, two reasons why we're not going to be here. Lack of money or the goons come a-calling. And we've already told you. How many people have offered this one to you? That, you know, we're the tripwire. We're the canary in the coal mine. We disappear, you better grab your gun, your bullets, and your backpack and get ready. Katie, bar the door, because it's going to be on. Because the only thing that we've done here, we've not sought to radicalize people. We have not sought to overthrow this government. We just want a restoration of the true intent constitutionally, what this government is supposed to be. And we're particularly dangerous because we've gone back through our history and pointed out with great detail and repeated ad nauseum how this government has been flipped. I want my country back. I want my government out of my face. I want an honest money system that it's now eating up the retirement benefits. Kentucky just told people down there that, hey, expect 25% on your retirement benefits. It's just gone out the window. And we have told you, maybe it didn't happen fast enough. Maybe it didn't scare you enough. Maybe this is what the problem is, that things aren't dramatic enough to scare the living crap out of you to get you to move into action. And this has been a long, desensitizing, numbing process that all of us have been going through. Day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, year on and on and on. To desensitize you, to grind you into dust. Well, I'm still here, and I'm still upright, and I'm still walking and talking. We had an old saying up in Michigan, and you can fill in your own, screw them if they can't take a joke. Well, now, make no mistake about the message that's being sent out here. The ultimate message of this bill is that the U.S. government is no longer willing to tolerate the publication of information that is at odds with the officially supplied narrative, a narrative that far too often has been built on lies in order to justify the exploitation of resources, both domestic and global, and to expand the American empire. Wow, if this is an empire, man, it sucks. They can't even do an empire right. All they've done is just kill a crap load of people, disenfranchise the American people from their own government, spend us into insurmountable and unpayable debt, and now they want to prevent us from talking about it. Really? You don't think the world's getting politically correct here? Ken, this didn't post up. Take a look at that UK story. The UK, you can face charges. What?
It wouldn't post, and I put a note on there with a link so that they could actually see it. The pictures wouldn't come through.
Couldn't you just copy the pictures and post them? All right, well, where do I click on, where is it?
Source link.
I don't even see a source link on this.
The top.
I'm reading. Look at my screen. Don't listen to me. Read my screen. Tell me where it's at. It's not there. All right, try to repost. But at any rate, in the UK now? I'm not joking about this. You think we got problems with this government here in this country? Think about jolly old England. Over there, if you have somebody that's raping and pillaging and punching and just denigrating and basically running your life into the ground, literally and figuratively, you know, you can face charges if you accidentally hurt your rapist with any type of weapon, even pepper spray. They want you to buy a whistle and blow a whistle. I kid you not. How Orwellian is this? Think about this, folks. Your husband at home, your wife goes shopping, you're waiting for her to return. The guys are going to cook dinner, settle down for the night. She's out there and she gets raped. And she can't protect herself. She can't pepper spray him. She can't tase him. And she sure as hell can't shoot him because nobody in England's allowed to have guns, you know, except the cops and the military. Gee, I wonder if she even had a whistle, if she could have a timeout. And excuse me, Mr. Rapist, can I grab my whistle? Because that's what I'm instructed to do. In the meantime, you're waiting and waiting. And your wife never ever comes home because somehow she got killed. This is what they're asking people to do in England. Rather than telling these hellish, we want to set up our own shop in your country to go directly to hell, do not pass go, just get the hell out. Wow. I have warned people that, you know what? It's going to keep getting more bizarre and stranger and stranger. I said this a couple of years ago, right on this very program. I said, folks, they're throwing everything at us. They're going to start throwing at it, everything at us except the kitchen sink. Well, that went over my head a year ago. They've thrown everything. And the only damn thing that we have to do is stand our ground, not capitulate, not try to make some snowflake feel better. You're an American, damn it. You are in the right. Stand up. I'm not telling you to go out there and shoot somebody. I'm not telling you to go out there and punch somebody in the mouth. I'm not telling you to get angry, red-faced, vein-popping, screaming, slathering, spitting in somebody else's face. Quietly and with confidence, protect what you know is rightfully ours. And you know what? You can even do this with a little small, not a smirk, but a small, quiet smile of confidence on your face. Because you, my friends, are in the right. By the way, a couple of short subjects here. Now, Julie's husband sent this up to us. He was down in Austin, and they're already running out of gas. This is Austin. This is the place they got 10 inches of rain. Now, the refineries, about 20, maybe 25% of the capacity for the refineries has been interrupted. And it's just not, folks, it's just not Houston. Yeah, we got a lot of refineries down there. But it's also Louisiana as well. Okay? So, gas shortages. Now, everybody's starting to panic. You know, here's this herd mentality. They're already starting to line up here in gas lines in Round Rock, Texas. And all they have to do is don't panic. Because the rest of the refineries around the rest of the country, you know, everybody's used to having their shipments and, you know, everything's automatic. Everything was on automatic from the refineries, distribution, you know, shipping your little trucks out there to go fill the holes in the ground with gasoline. Well, that's been slightly interrupted. But people are panicking. They have been taught to fear, folks. They have been taught to be fearful and to knee-jerk without thinking and go ahead and panic. Wow. America today. By the way, if you thought the... if you thought there was any lessons learned from the collateralized debt obligations, I want you to think again. Do you think this stuff stopped? No, it has not. They're still out there making little bubbles that are going to pop. And when they pop on top of this weakened economy and a phony Wall Street and stock market, yeah. Well, they're not even admitting it this time. The financial crisis derivatives are back. And this time, nobody will admit it. Do I have time? How much time do I have here? I will try to get most of this in here. Let me play this clip for you. The financial crisis derivatives are back. And this is the best explanation as to why this is happening. Jeff Bennett comes up next. He's got some financial information you need to stick around and hear, folks, because this is the next one they're going to throw at us. People that are prepared are not scared. They don't knee-jerk, and they sure as hell don't panic.
In the alphabet soup of trash revealed during the financial crisis...
Push up the pot.
It's not good for you.
Not that one, Ken, for the board here. Well, start pushing it up until you start hearing it.
CDO squared, CDO cubed, and so on. There was no stopping these from...
Push them all up.
Taking over the financial system. Well, we all know what happened last time. This time, however, it's even larger. Derivatives, let's begin. Flipping back the pages of history to 2009, we have this article out of Business Insider. They're actually quoting the Financial Times. The CDO is back, but it's different this time. We continuously hear that. That line reverberates throughout every boom and bust, consistently fooling people. Well, in 2009, they said there's nothing to worry about. The CDOs, they're just fine. CDOs are back. Will they lead to another financial crisis? This was 2013. And in this article, it talks about what CDOs are, talks about the derivatives, and it talks about the fact that there is nothing to worry about. Then in 2014, why do investors keep coming back? Well, the answer seems to be that CDO tranches and structured notes offer higher yields than products with identical ratings, hold on to that for a moment, like U.S. Treasury notes. The identical ratings they are talking about are AAA. Now you have these CDOs, which are the worst of the worst debt possible, packaging up all the garbage together and having their friends at the rating agencies give it a AAA rating. Not that I think the U.S. government should be a AAA rated, but I believe that is 100 times better than a CDO. The CDO is the worst piece of garbage possible, and they were rated AAA. So, ultimately, those investing look for higher yields. What are they going to do? They're going to get things like a CDO, and should there be a problem, you don't have to worry because the central banks will be there to bail you out. That's what's happening right here. 2014, they talked about the same issue and how there's nothing to worry about. Just trying to get more yield. That's all. This is just investing, nothing to worry about. Now, in my book, first book, I talked about the CDOs. I talked about the asset-backed securities. I talked about the credit default swaps and every other one of these derivatives. In fact, derivatives has a very large focus in my book. A CDO was generally a AAA product. It was rated as the same quality as the top first world country's debt. They were able to give it this rating because it was allegedly, not true, well diversified, even though it contained nothing but subprime debt. The joke is that they packaged up a bunch of garbage and blended it all together and called it a spectacular investment vehicle. So if you look at this diagram right here, I have several of these diagrams in my first book. You take things like car loans, mortgages, credit card debt, funnel all of that right here into a beautiful little package. Put a little bow on top of it, call it a CDO, and then you have your friends at the rating agencies give it a AAA rating. And that is called a crime. This is what derivatives essentially are. This is what particularly the CDO is, but this is a simple example, of course. It's just a little cartoonish type diagram to make my point very simple. And, you know, people try to overcomplicate it, and there's a lot of people out there who go into their mathematical calculations and they try to tell you that, you know, this or that or left or right or up or down. Look, this is what it is. I did it in a cartoon form to make a joke out of it because that's what it is. It's a joke. But a lot of people get hurt with this joke. That's the unfortunate part. So the CDOs, guess what? Today, they're making a comeback. This is new information, August 2017. The Wall Street Journal reports the synthetic CDO, the villain of the global financial crisis, is back. In the U.S., the CDO market sunk steadily in the years after the financial crisis, but has been fairly flat since 2014. In Europe, the total size of the market is now rising again, up 5.6% annually in the first quarter of the year, 14.4% in the last quarter of 2016. So think about this for a second. What is Europe struggling with more than even the U.S.? And that is getting their markets going. How are they going to be able to initiate some increased yield? How are they going to get the inflation happening? How are they going to get asset prices to rise when all they're doing is buying up corporate garbage debt? Well, you need to get assets that have more return. And what do? They turn to something like the CDO, and they are going to be burned, but have no fear because the ECB will be there to buy up any company's garbage debt. So they can take on as much as they want. They don't need to worry because the ECB, the central bank, will be there to buy up their garbage. This is a disaster waiting to happen. This is the financial crisis part two, and we are sitting smack dab in the middle of it. We are in the eye of the storm, and we will see this become a reality very soon. The only thing that I worry about is how long this takes to happen, because the longer this builds for, the worse it gets. That is a fact. That is an absolute fact. It's already gone beyond the financial crisis, and here we are today. Even at this state, where it should have collapsed a long time ago, the central banks have been keeping it up. And let me say, for the 1,000th time, the markets can continue to go higher and higher as long as the central banks engage in their same policies. I've had enough of it. I wish that we would have some sort of correction. At least a 25% correction would give some semblance of reality to this, but that's not how it works. The central banks won't let it go down. They're going to print, and when real deflation sets in, then the central banks will really give it. Then they'll really give it. If you found this video informative, please give me a thumbs up. I appreciate that very much. I do appreciate all of the support.
822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.